This is August 11th, Chapter 26, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Text 31, Chapter 26. Dana jane panditye, Chaitanya naipai, Bhaktarase vasha prabhu, Sarva shastrigae. One cannot attain Lord Chaitanya by wealth, followers, or learning. All the scriptures declare of Shastra, Sarva Shastra Gai. Mahaprabhu is controlled by devotional service, Bhakti Ras Vasha. He's controlled by Ras, Bhakti Ras. Someone who is at the level of Bhav and Prem, tasting and giving and relishing Bhakti Ras, he can control the Lord and no one else. Vasilena Prabhu Preme Bhojana Karya Tambula Kaijena Prabhu Hasiya Hasiya. After finishing his meal, Gauranga sat down and in great satisfaction smiled while chewing betel nuts. Tambul Kai. Hasya Hasya. Patrilai Brityagan Bulila Anande Brahma Shiva Ananta Je Patrashire Vande. The devotees Bulila. The devotees forgot themselves in ecstasy as they honored the remnants which are worshipped by Shiva, Brahman, Ananta. Kiyananda Haila Se Bhikshu Kera Gare He Mata Kotuka Kare Prabhu Vishwambare. Who can describe the bliss that saturated that beggar's house? Such are the leelas of Vishwambara. Krishna Katha Prasanga Kahiya Katakshan Se Kani Mahaprabhu Karila Shayan. After discussing the pastimes of Krishna for some time, Mahaprabhu took some rest. This is a beautiful teaching on how to live as a devotee. A group of devotees, sannyasis, avadhuts, brahmacharis, they go to the house of a beggar, a bhikshu. They honor some simple rice prasadam and some banana, sabji, and they're very happy, very satisfied with the beauty and purity and love of that offering. And after honoring that offering, they relax. While they're relaxing, one devotee will speak some Harikatha or read something from Shastra, the Nam Rup Guna Mahima, glories of the name, form, qualities, and pastimes of the Lord, Lord Gauranga, Lord Radhan, Shishi Radhan Krishna, and all the bhaktas and all the devotees will relish that and relax. After relishing that Mahaprasad and hearing Harikatha, then maybe some rest afterwards. After the Lord rested, then Bhaktagana Karilena Tatai Shayan Tatima De Advuta Dekai Ekajan. The devotees also rested there. While resting, however, one saw something amazing. Advuta Deki, something wonderful, amazing. And who was that one devotee who was there? His name was Vijay Das, Sri Vijay. He was one of the Lord's Shishya, Thakur, Vishwambara Thakur, Ek Shishya, Sri Vijay Das. Thakurera Eka Shishya, Sri Vijay Das, Se Mahapurushe Kichu Dekila Prakash. Sri Vijay was not, he was a Shishya of Lord Chaitanya, but he was also a Mahapurush. And he had a divine vision for a short time. Kichu Dekila Prakash. Navadvipe Tandaramata Nahi Amkariya Prabhureya Neka Punti Dijache Dekia. So Vrindavan Das Thakur, before describing this Deki Prakash, the special manifestation that he saw, or the special divine vision, he saw this person who had accompanied Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda and other devotees to visit and honor prasadam, rice and sabji, in the house of the beggar Shuklambara Brahmachari. He was in that entourage, and the Lord had, was briefly resting after prasad, and Harikatha and all the assembled devotees were resting also. And while he was one of them, but he had a very extraordinary adbhuta, amazing and wonderful vision, or darshan, spurti. But before describing, what was that spurti? Everyone's on the edge of their seat. He has the whole audience in suspense. But he's not satisfying. He's just saying, well, he had this spurti. Oh, by the way, do you know who he was? Do you want to hear something about his biography, something about his charitra, something of the characteristics of Sri Vijay Das? Well, first of all, he must have been a very great devotee, because he was in the Sangha. He was a personal associate of Lord Chaitanya and personally invited to be one of the few people to go with the Lord to take prasadam at Shuklambara's house. So that itself is a great distinction, a great honor amongst all the Nadiyavasis. He was there directly with the Lord and witnessed his whole beautiful pastime, lunch pastime, or let's say prasad pastime, in the house of the bhikshu Shuklambara Brahmachari. But in addition, Vrindavan Das Thakur exalts Sri Vijay Das by saying he was Mahapurush. And now he's saying that he was a great copyist. This is because in those days, 500 years ago, at least in Navadvip, there were no printing presses. So if anyone wanted one of the scriptures, they would take an existing copy and write it down by hand or by scroll and palm leaves or whatever. It was all handwritten. So he had very good handwriting. He was very expert in this. So there's a few qualities he has. One quality is he's one of the associates of Lord Chaitanya during that lunch engagement. Second is he's Mahapurush. Third is he's a direct shishya, ek shishya. He's one of the direct students and disciples, or Sanskrit students, of Vishambar Nimai Pandit. There's three things. Now the fourth thing is he's a incomparable copyist. There's no copyist in Navadvip as good as he is. And his duty was, he had the service of being Gauranga's copyist, Chaitanya's copyist. He would copy the ancient shastras and scriptures for the use of Lord Chaitanya. Although his name was Sri Vijay Das, because he was so expert, such an expert copyist, such perfect handwriting, such legible and clear and distinct letters that he formed and wrote when he copied the books for his clients, that he had the nickname Ankariya Vijay. That's all people knew. Most people only knew that. Amkariya Vijaya Kariya Sabe Goshe Marma Nahi Jani Loka Bhakti Hina Doshe. The masses of people in Nadia, they didn't have any bhakti. Bhakti Hina. That was their fault. That was their dosh. That was their fault, that they didn't know. And not Jani Loka. The people really didn't know the glories, and so they couldn't speak much, except he was Ankariya Vijay.